Let's sing it, Lord, I Believe. Come on, all together, Lord. Together again tonight to worship thy beloved Son, Christ Jesus. He is so much to us. He's our life, all that we are. We owe to him. And we are thinking that one day we were alienated from God, away from God, without hope, without Christ in the world, Gentiles cut off. And Christ died in our stead, bringing us, reconciling us into God, that now we are sons and daughters of God, and it does not yet appear just what we shall be in the final end, but we know we'll have a body like his own glorious body, for we shall see him as he is. How our hearts tremble at this, for we know it's true, for God has promised. And now, Father, to everyone that has this hope tonight, may they rejoice greatly. To those who have not the hope, may their hearts be full of sorrow. And may they come to thee and find this marvelous hope tonight. Grant it, Lord. And get glory out of the service and help thy unprofitable servant. For I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord bless you each. I'm sure you've had a wonderful time this evening of hearing the different ones testify, hearing our brother from India testify of the glory of God. Now, certainly I'm grateful to God that what he's doing in this last days, how that he's drawing man from everywhere to serve him, and may this great drawing power, it's the greatest drawing power the world has ever known. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And if we'll just, in the simple gospel, lift Jesus Christ up before the people, he'll do the drawing. The greatest magnet the world has ever known. Here some time ago, I was in Gary, Indiana, just down the way a little, and they were showing me a mill there where they was cutting this, making steel, and they had a great big bunch of shavings that swept out into the middle of the aisle. The man was showed me how that worked and how they would pick up them shavings. And I wondered why they were sweeping them out in the aisle. And so I didn't know what they were doing. He said, just a moment and you will learn. So after every man had swept out into the aisle, all the shavings, he pressed the button. I heard something coming, making a roaring noise. And I wondered what it was. And coming down a track from way in the distance came a big magnet. And it went right down over that floor, and those shavings just jumped right to the magnet, went right on out into the cupola room to be molded over and made anew. And I said, praise the Lord. He said, what'd you say? And I said, praise the Lord. He said, well, what were you saying that for? I said, I want to ask you a question before I answer you. He said, all right, sir. I said, why is it all those shavings didn't go? He said, sir, some of them is aluminum. They're not magnetized, they're magnet. And I said, praise the Lord. I said, why didn't that iron go laying along there? I said, if you'll notice, sir, it's bolted down. I said, praise the Lord. He said, what you thinking about? I said, I'm thinking of a great magnet sitting under in the heavens at the right hand of God Almighty. Someday, God could let him come. and all those who are magnetized to His Spirit will go up in the air to meet Him, to be these old bodies, to be made over again, yonder in God's fashion. What a marvelous time that'll be when we're made into His image and His likeness. Jesus shall come someday. We'll all be happy for that day, won't we? The gospel is then preached tonight. I want to read some scripture. First, I want to thank the lady that sent the offering by my son to me, a $10 offering in a little envelope. Thank you very much, sister. And she said she wouldn't be here for the love offering, and so she wanted to give that to me. It's not our purpose to ask for money in the meetings like that. We don't do it. Another lady sent another offering in an envelope by Brother Baxter. I believe it's part half his and half to be mine to go into our love offering. I know Mr. Baxter greatly appreciates that. So do I. And I always pray over the money that's given to me, because it's given to me by people who work and live and just like I do. And I certainly appreciate it, and I prayed over that too, and that God would bless you and help you. And now I want to make announcements for tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, we're going, if it be the will of the Lord, there's so many people, I'm getting letters, at, in America, Bishop, I've been through America so much, they have seen the phenomenal side of the great inspiration and prophetic utterance, until many people, they believe it. It was only a sign to have the people to believe. If you'll read the book right, you'll see that it was the, he said, I question my ability, and he said that there would be given me signs that I was sent to pray for sick people. Well, now, I wasn't supposed to do the signs to every sick person. When Moses was given signs and sent to Egypt, every time he met a Hebrew, he didn't say, look here, I heal my hand with leprosy. See this stick? I'll make it turn to a serpent. He just did it once. That settled it. Then, but today, I get so many letters that they come to the meetings and cannot get into the place to be prayed for. Said a few gets on the line, and usually sometimes if we watch each one and stand and talk till our Heavenly Father shows something concerning them, then it is that I do not get to very many. It depends on what kind of faith is at the platform. And then we have to line them up with prayer cards, because there's many people here that's to be prayed for, hundreds of them. And we can't say who's first, who's last. We just give out the prayer cards and call them up to the platform. Let them line up. Now, it is true that many people believe that that if they don't get prayed for, that they're individually prayed for, that they're not subject to healing. No, friends. Prayer is what God told us to do. That's right. But Brother Osborne, healing lays in Calvary, doesn't it? Brother Tommy Osborne here in the audience with us tonight, who's been one of the most successful men on the field. I don't fit him standing here. You know it. He's been my beloved brother because he's kept the gospel clean and straight. Every one of us ought to appreciate that. And no fanaticism, nothing back behind it, just purely straight gospel. He said to me some time ago, I asked him if he's tired. He said, no. The only thing he does is go out and preach the gospel and lay it to the people so closely that Satan can't move, and they just reach up, accept their healing, get up and walk away. That's all of us. Now, that's the way we should do. But even if we do doubt then of the gospel, God sends signs and wonders among the people for the gospel's sake. Now, in Africa, these are not my words. It's a quotation of Mr. Bosworth. He estimated around 20-something thousand people getting healed at one time in an African meeting. Just think of that. 20-something thousand people being healed at one prayer. It was come to the platform. There's a prayer line, and the Holy Spirit was there revealing. I couldn't even speak their language, and yet the interpreter would have to say what the vision I was seeing. And other nations everywhere like that. It just calls the people out. I can see what's going on, but I can't speak their language. So then, and the interpreter stands there and interprets what's going on, what I'm seeing. And it's just as perfect there as it is here. Well, what is it? It's Jesus Christ trying to get Himself into the hearts of people. And then, after the people had been brought to the platform and they'd seen the glory and the power of God, a woman standing in a place was come to the platform, a very healthy-looking woman, told her where she'd been, what had taken place, and the only thing that was the matter with her was a cyst on the ovary. And they said, she's get ready for death, or you're not going to live but a little bit. She went out and sat down with her husband, thinking, well, how could this be? And died right there. Dropped over dead. See, I can only say, now, if I was a healer, I would have healed the woman. But I was just taking a message of what God said. See, God said her time was come, and that's just what happened. She went out and said, couldn't even believe it, but she was dead just in a few moments after that. Just perfectly normal, walked across with a little cyst on the ovary. Told her she'd been to a doctor and told her who the doctor was and what he looked like and what he had told her. She said, that's the truth. And I said, you're with your husband? He's sitting in the hall. That's right, exactly the truth. I said, prepare for death, for it's near you. See, for I've seen her funeral procession going out, and I knew that she was going to go. See, now there is sometimes on the platform that I do see people that he doesn't say nothing. You just get turned dark. Well, I know that's death. But now, I never pronounce death unless I see something in the past that. Because if you do, prayer can change God's opinion about death. Did you know that? That's right. See, that's right. Hezekiah wept one time, didn't he? Again, and asked the Lord after he'd set death for the prophet, and the prophet told him to get his house in order. But Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and wept bitterly. Then the prophet came back and told him God had heard his prayer. So he changed. Prayer changes things, doesn't it? That's right. Sure does. And we believe that so tonight. But now remember, growths and such as cancers and things, now many times you watch what the Spirit's saying. If you have any mistake or any confusion, pick it up on the recorder. You'll see just exactly what it says. And just what it says, that's just the way it'll be. See, no matter how long it takes, I've told you many times of the testimonies of the people of how sometimes the angel of God will pronounce that. In a case here, I don't know where I was telling you the other day or not, a woman had a stomach trouble, another with a growth on her neck, and the Spirit of the Lord told them that they were healed. Told her to go home and eat. While the woman couldn't eat, she tried for 6 weeks nearly, and she'd just make her so sick, but she kept trying. And one morning while in breakfast, the dishes was being washed, she felt a cruel something sweep over. She found out she could eat. She ran to her neighbor to tell her about it, and she found her neighbor just screaming and shouting the growth was on her neck had left. What was it? The angel of the Lord, 6 weeks later, passed through that neighborhood confirming the word of God with signs following him. He has to do it. How many knows that Daniel prayed one time and the angel couldn't even get to him for 21 days? You remember that? See, we still serve the same God. The same angels are into existence. And we know now a lot of times, like on cancer, some of you don't get here maybe for the instructions. But a cancer, let's find out just for a few moments now what a cancer is. I see I got 5 minutes. I'll take this. Cancer is it would be called everything of the natural. Now, that's how I studied God first, was from his trees and plants and so forth. And I, God willing, Sunday, I want to preach on God in his universe, God in his Son, God in his Word, God in his people, and he'll show you how close God is here to us. He's right around us all the time. He's with us, even in us, to the end of the world. And you can see him operating through his nature, through the solar system, through everything. He's just God in the universe, that's all. And now, let's take, for instance, a natural and a spiritual here. Just come on my mind. I looked at the clock and see it's 5 minutes of time to start the prayer line. I'll try to get this if I can. Now, cancer, that's the second greatest enemy the world has. Heart troubles first, then cancer and tuberculosis, according to the insurance company. Now, the cancer would be called in the natural a scavenger or a buzzard, something eats dead things. A cancer usually comes from a bruise. A bruise, it strikes, and the cells break. And in other words, they backslide. And then in there sets up another life. For instance, you, yourself. You were one time, you wasn't nothing or nowhere. But there never will be a time but what you'll be something or somewhere. Now, at first you was a little germ. The male sex produces the germ of life. The woman is just the incubator. Now, we're a mixed audience, but I want you to hear me. You listen to a doctor, so I'm your brother. See? Now, look. The pollen from the male to the female is a teeny little germ, so small the eye cannot see it. It has to be seen through glasses. And the first little thing looks like there's a knot tied in that little cell. And then it starts in the spine and the begins to develop cells in every seed after its kind. Dog after dog, human after human, fowl after fowl, and so forth. According to this, the male and female. Now, if you'll notice that little germ begins to swell, and it formed, and that was you one time, begin to push out cells, push out cells, push out cells, until it becomes 9 months of age, born, then it becomes an adult woman or man, and here you are today, come from one little germ, just developing cells, cell on cell. Is that right? Well now, for instance, a cancer. Now cancer comes from a bruise, and it's a growth too. So is tumor, cataract, and all. We could spend hours on it of what it is. Now those, let's say cancer. Now first, it's a teeny little cell, and it begins to develop cells. It doesn't have any form. It just goes anyway, spreads out with legs, and some wraps around, and some like rose cancer, and red cancer, and black cancer, and sarcomas cancer, and different varieties of them, but they're not any certain way, because they are spirit, and spirit has no form. You say a cancer spirit? Yes, sir. I can prove to you that that is a life and the devil. Now, as old-fashioned as it seems to be, but there's not a sickness in the world but what's caused by the devil. Sickness came from the devil. Sickness is a direct or indirect result from sin. Maybe not your sin, but something you inherited. Before we had any sin, we had no sickness. After sin came, then sickness was the attribute of sin. Now watch this cancer. Now, I say, oh, my hand. Now, there's none there now. They could be someday. Well, and there it is then. If it's a growth comes on that hand, a cancer, wherever it may be, it's another life. It's developing a different cell, though it is a cell, but it started from a life. Just like you started first before that little germ, that's as far as we can tear your body down to that one single cell. And a little germ is a teeny little cell, but beyond that cell is a spirit, because it's got a life. Well, that life came from God for you. But where did this life of death come in your body, which is called cancer? Who brought that there? That's the devil. Now, Jesus called it a devil. And by being a minister, that's the terms I take. What the Bible says is right. Today we see a man that's deaf and dumb. They say, the doctors say, well, his vocal cords is dead. His hearing over his eardrum, the nerves died. What caused it, doctor? Well, I don't know. It just died. Some fever done it or something. Well, why did the nerves die all over? See? It just died there. Now, Jesus said that it was a deaf spirit. Is that right? That when the deaf and dumb spirit came out of a man, he could speak and hear. Now, it's just like a transparent band around my hand, shutting the circulation off. All right? You notice these people come up on the platform here, it's deaf and dumb, walk off speaking and hearing. See? Now, what happened? Now, a man comes here, he's deaf. You've seen it night after night. He can't hear. Woman, she's looking around. Now, in the ear, now, if there's anything the doctor could move, is pinching that nerve, very well. That's his duty. That's what God put him here to do. But perhaps he can't find nothing. That's an unseen force. It's like a transparent band around my hand. Now, no matter how much salve you put on the end of this finger, it's got the circulation shut off, and it cannot get well until you move this band. Well, now, that band, in the case I'm talking about of death, this is a spirit, an unseen person. And when that thing is cast away, of course, that gives nature a chance to operate, and then they begin to hear. That's it. Now, on a cancer, it begins to develop a body. It gets larger, larger, and it's got one alternative. Take your life. Now, all the natural is the spiritual. As I said, you believe that, do you? Here, let me show you something in the Scripture so you won't be tied up. I don't have time to teach. But look, for instance, when a baby's born in this world, a baby born of natural birth, what is the three elements that come from the body? The first is water. Is that right? Blood, is that right? Then life, spirit, is that true? Water, blood, and spirit. That makes a complete birth. When a man is born again of the Spirit of God, there are three elements that came from the body of Jesus Christ that we go through to be born again of the Spirit of God. Water, blood, and spirit. Is that right? Here's beside water and blood and spirit. These three are one. That's the elements we come to. The justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Spirit into the body of Christ. The three. Now, if you see all the natural, that's what constitutes the natural birth. That's what constitutes the spiritual birth. Now, we see it's all the natural is like spiritual. Now, the cancer come into this sore place or this bruised place, and he took a body, and he begins to suck on your blood. One purpose, take your life. The doctor can cut it out. If there's one speck of it left, you'll start right there going again, see? Now, the thing happens in the way of, if the doctor could operate and take it out, that's very well. That's good. He'll take it out. Now, in the doctor's way of destroying my body or your body if you was a cancer, would be just diminishing from the earth. That's all. Well, now, the way of divine healing, it isn't dealing with that body at all. It's dealing with that life that's in that body. If you was a cancer and I was healing the earth of you, being a cancer, I'd call your life out of you. Well, there lays your body. Well, your body's just as natural there as it would be if the life was in it. It's laying there and every feature and everything. Now, many people don't understand divine healing, and that's the reason they never get their divine healing. See? Now, you realize, you take a person, you've watched them many times in the meeting, they'll come up here blind. The blind spirits cast away. I've had many blind people read this Bible after being blind for years. And I've had some of them with cataracts that walk off this platform reading this Bible, rejoicing, and in 3 days' time, they'd be back just as blind as it was in the first place. Well, they've got to be. That's only the natural procedure. A woman come up here with a cancer, and all at once something touches her. She says, oh, I see it. The Holy Spirit reveals what's wrong with her, tells her what she's done, what she has to do to get rid of it and everything, then pronounces God's blessings up on her, and away she goes. Oh, she's believing with all of her heart. She feels good. She goes home, she starts eating, and she says, I'm fine and dandy. In a few days, she begins to get sick. The doctor said, didn't I tell you to stay away from that bunch of fanatics? See? And it's the very best sign in the world a woman's healed. Now, when anything dies, how many hunters is in here? Let's see your hands. Hunters. All right, I got some brothers here. Anyone has ever killed an animal or a butcher, or let an undertaker. Anyone knows when a body dies and the life goes out of it, it shrinks. For instance, there's an undertaker here. He'll take the false eye or the false teeth out of a patient for a while because that body shrinks for about 72 hours. It shrinks. Then they put the teeth back in it and so forth afterwards. They have to get it embalmed and fixed up. But just let it lay there, it'll start shrinking. A little animal, did you ever see it run over on the road out here? Well, it's a little body, you kill a deer, throw it on the scales of the kill it and weigh it and tell the boys how much it weighs. Be careful in the morning, it's going to weigh several pounds lighter. How many know that to be the truth? It's shrinking, sure. It's shrinking, going down. All right? Then just let that deer lay there a few days. Let the little dog lay on the road for a few days. The first thing you know, his body becomes contaminated, and he begins swelling up, and the cells begin to push out. Then the first thing you know, that little dog's heavier and bigger than he ever was. Is that right? So is any. A human body will swell way up. Well, that's just exactly what a cancer does. That's what a cataract does. That's what a tumor does. Yeah, it's the life, the power of Jesus Christ through his death, vicarious suffering at Calvary. It takes the life out of it because God said, in my name they shall cast out devils. That's right. He couldn't be God and tell a lie. He has to be God, and he has to be true. And he says, in my name they shall cast out devils. Who is the believer? Now, believers, here's what's the matter with you. You're afraid to take the initiative. You're afraid to stand and claim your God-given privilege. See? And the devil actually leaves. And when he goes out, then you feel better for a few days. And then after a while you say, I'm getting sick. About 72 hours, a real case. It's a miracle. Just divine. Now, there's a difference between gifts of miracles and gifts of healing. Does anyone know that? There are two different gifts altogether. Now, healing, when the regular procedure, that person will get just real good for a few days. Then they get real sick. What's the matter? That big lump of cancer in there is dead tissue. No life in it. It'll begin swelling. Swelling. No, you get sick. Why? Your heart beats your blood through, purifying your body. Every time it beats, it goes through. You'll have fever. Just get an abscess on the tooth and it'll cause a fever. Any kind of an infection will cause a fever. Well, what about a lump of dead flesh laying in your body? Well, you'll almost go through death. That's the time to stand and give God praise. That's right. Yes, sir. Don't wave in your face. There's exactly the truth that you're healed. See? Now, when that's a... Well, if we'd kept the cancers that had passed through people, 1 year of them, if they had so many jugs and bottles, we couldn't even put them on a platform to show the people where they passed out. Doctor's name's written on them. That's right. If the growth had passed, it'll die, turn loose, the adhesions and things just stick it there. You'll pass some if you can. If it can't, then you're going to get sick because it'll lay right there in plain words where the simplest child understands. And the only way I know to put it, it'll rot. And it's laying right in there rotting in your body.
And when it does, your heart stream, your blood stream is being purified by your heart, and it picks up that and causes sickness and headaches and, oh, you can't stand up for it. And then the person immediately, the patient, weak in faith, will say, I lost my healing. Well, God's not that kind of a father. You can't lose your healing. Jesus personally, it's yours. When Jesus prayed for Peter, he said, I pray that your faith fail not. Not his morals, because they did. But that your faith fail not. See? Now that when you go, now let me show you what takes place. Excuse me for saying let me show you. I didn't mean that. I don't mean that. I could show you nothing. But I'll tell you, to the best of my knowledge, what I see in the realm of it. That when that cancer goes out, and that he's cast out, and you see the very evidence of everything of the Son of God in the meeting of his people, working and showing his signs and wonders, and that demon is pronounced gone, and you feel it's gone, and then in 2 or 3 days, if you start doubting again, the very faith that's taken it out, unbelief will bring it back again. And the Bible said when the unclean spirit's gone out of a man, he walks through dry places. And when he returns, he brings 7 other devils worse than he was. Is that right? And the last report of this man, 7 times worse. You're going to die then. You remember what I tell you every night? Go ye and what no more? And what is sin? Unbelief is right. See? Go ye and disbelieve no more, or a worse thing will come upon you. You understand? The 23rd verse of the 3rd chapter of St. John. He sent it to John, and he bare witness of the truth. But I receive not the testimony from man, but these things that I say that ye might be saved. He was a burning and shining light, and you were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. But I have a greater witness than that of John, for the work which the Father has given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. And anyone who knows the Scripture knows that the work as far as redemption was completed at Calvary at Jesus Christ, but he commissioned his disciples to take the message to all the world. Is that right? So the very work the Father gave the Son to do is to be manifested again in the church throughout all the church age. God, help us to believe while we bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank thee that thou hast not left us in darkness. Oh, if the world, in all their tangling of the Scriptures, their theology, if that's all we had to rely upon tonight, it would be miserable. But I'm so glad, in the depths of my heart, that you said, I'll not leave you comfortless. I'll come again, and I'll be with you, even in you, to the end of the age. Oh, God, to those who have received the Holy Spirit in their hearts, they know you. They know you by witness of your power. They are then sons and daughters of God. They believe all things are possible. And I pray tonight, Father, that you'll make every person in this building that kind of a believer. May we just brush aside all the teachings and theologies and come straight to you fundamentally upon your word and believing it, your promise, not trying to explain it away, just take it the way you said it. Grant it, Lord. And now help thou me, O God. I pray that the Holy Ghost of heaven will come to the platform and will manifest and reproduce the life of Jesus Christ in this church tonight, among the ministers and believers of the flock that Jesus died for. May the shepherd come and lead us beside still waters, for we ask it in his name and for his glory. Amen. Sorry, I was just a little long on that. You forgive me. It's a little cool tonight, so you won't notice it. I trust you won't. Now to pray for the sick. Billy, what was that number of them cards you see? He told me when we come in down there, but I forgot about it. All right. C-100. Who has prayer card 51? Let's see. C-51. Look at your card. Prayer card C-51. All right. Is it in the building?
Stand up, everyone who has prayer card C51, if they have it. Is it you, sister? Who has prayer card C52? Stand up. 53? 54? 55? 56? 57? 58? 59? 60? Get the first 10. Just quickly as you can. I say, Will, would you play a vibe with me, my brother and sister, if you would? All right, ushers, if you'll help them now. Now, I want you to watch as I call somebody sitting next to you. Look at their prayer card. If they may be deaf, and look at someone maybe who can't get up, is sitting down and can't get up. If that person is, just wave your hand or something. We'll have the ushers to pack you up. And remember, as you come, I cannot heal you. I can pray for you. All right. All right. All right. Looks about 10 there. All right. 50 to 60. Now 60 to 70. C, 60 to 70. C, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, on to 70. You stand now. All right. 70 to 80. C, 70 to 80. You stand. C 80 to 90. All right. 90 to 100. C 90 to 100. Stand. The amazing grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is marvelous, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, while they're lining them up down there, I wonder if we could just bow our heads silently, pray, the Lord Jesus help us and make us to be what we are supposed to be. Reverently now, let's approach the Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to pray for these handkerchiefs. Dear Heavenly Father, we bring to you tonight handkerchiefs. Therefore, the sick and the needy. And dear God, we know that Thou dost know all the need of these people. And now as You're looking down to us, looking to see how much faith that You could find. We hear Jesus say, when He returns, would He find faith? He didn't question whether He'd find churches or righteousness or teachers, but He said, would I find faith? Oh, God, such a valuable thing. Now, many are sending in these handkerchiefs, Father, and Thou knowest their condition. That poor old dad sitting out there in that little place tonight, the building, blind, sitting there by the side of the bed, mother laying on the bed crippled. What a condition. And here's the girl spending her loved one this handkerchief. That little baby out there with the water head. Oh, God, You see them all, I'm sure.
Hallelujah.
And I pray for each one.
Yes.
Now, we know that Thou did call Israel out of Egypt, Your son.
Yes.
And he journeyed from Egypt all the way to Palestine, led by the angel of the Lord.
Yes.
Strange how he got caught up there right away by the Red Sea.
Yes.
But one of the writers said that God looked down through the pillar of fire with angry eyes. And that sea got scared and just rolled up.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank You, Lord. You're still God.
Amen.
The sea rolled back because your path led through there.
Amen.
God, the streak of blood leads through every sick room tonight.
Hallelujah.
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 Now as we come to thee,
yes.
God, I place my hands upon these handkerchiefs,
yes,
and ask that the angel of God look down through that pillar of fire again tonight.
Yes, Lord.
And may every sickness get scared when these handkerchiefs are laid upon them. May it move back and let the believer pass over to the promised land.
Hallelujah.
The promise of good health.
Hallelujah.
As thou hast said in the word, I wish above all things that you would prosper and help. Grant it, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
This comes from St. Paul. We know we're not St. Paul. But they took handkerchiefs off of his body and healed the sick. But you're still Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And you were the one who did it then. And God have mercy on us.
Amen.
And I pray that you'll heal every one of them.
Amen.
For I ask this blessing in Jesus Christ's name and for his glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Brother Baxter. All right, Brother Matson, you. I want you to wall up now in faith and believe with all your heart. How many is going to believe with all your heart? God bless you. My sincere prayer is God be with you all. Help you. Make believers out of everyone. Before we even start the prayer line, I see the Holy Spirit of an angel hanging out right here over this audience. Before we even have a prayer line started, you believe with all your heart? If the Holy Spirit reach into that audience and show the audience a sign from heaven, would you believe it with all your heart? There's a lady sitting right there, someone who has a little girl that's got heart trouble. She's very seriously, she can't even get out of bed. Isn't that right, sister? Stand up to your feet. She's about 12 years old, I believe. Is that about right? You don't have a prayer card, do you, sister? No, you don't have a prayer card. You won't be called in the line, and so just stand where you are. The child's fading right before you there. Almighty God, be merciful. I'm thinking of Jairus, his little daughter, about 12, the only child he had. And this woman doubtless has come tonight to seek mercy. And her heart bleeding back to that child laying under. God grant that that little thing will be healed. May the angel that came into the prison and released Peter, that great shining light, when he was praying down at John Mark's house, may he go into that home tonight and release that little girl from that heart trouble. Send her on her road. I pray this blessing to her in Jesus Christ's name while her mother weepingly asks for the God's glory. Amen. God bless you, sister. As soon as you get to the child, you take your left hand, lay it over on her heart, raise your right hand to God and thank him for what he did for your child at Calvary. Amen. Have faith in God. All right. Lady, would you come just a little closer, if you will? You believe with all your heart?
Yes, I do.
You do. You believe that the scripture testimony of Jesus Christ is the truth?
Yes.
You do. Of course, I see you have a lump on your nose there, a place on your nose. Anyone could see that and know that you'd like for that to be taken away. God can do that. But one of the main things that you're concerned about tonight is you're very nervous upset. And you have arthritis also. Isn't that right? And you've had an operation. And that operation was a rectal operation for a tumor. You've never been well since.
Never well.
Is that right? You want to be well then? I say, do you want to be well now? Raise up your hand and accept Jesus Christ as your healer. Do you do it? Then go in Jesus Christ's name and be made well. Amen. I believe that. Yes. Let's say thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
Sister, do you believe with all your heart? You don't never want to go blind. Your eyes are going bad all the time. It's getting kind of flattening of the eyeball, and it's about to take your eyes out. You want to be made well, don't you? Come here just a moment. God, who made sight and eyes, can give you your sight. Lord, heal the woman. I pray that this condition will leave her in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Go now, accept it, do you, sister?
I accept it.
Go say thank you, dear Lord, for healing you. All right, come, lady. You realize and know that unless God helps you now, you're not going to be here long. You got a cancer. Is that true? But when you come up that step, something begins to speak to you. Isn't that right? And believe me, it'll be over. God bless you. Go and may God's peace be with you. Amen. My dear sister, with number one enemy of this life, heart trouble. But God can make you well of that. Do you believe it? Will you accept it now? You do? Just a minute, lady. What was your trouble? What trouble would you have? Can't hold that. What, yours is heart trouble, was it? Heart trouble. You have heart trouble too. You believe that God will make you well? You do? Stand up on your feet. Now both of you can be healed. Go home. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If you understand, demons scream to one another. They're trying to have help one from another. God is the only one. God bless you, sister. That's being humble before God. You got female trouble, haven't you, sister? If I told you Jesus Christ healed you 1,900 years ago, would you accept it? And go in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And he make you well. You believe that he'll heal you this cancer and take it off of you? Lord Jesus, may you grant it. In Jesus Christ's name, may the man go and be healed. Amen. God bless you. Go, don't doubt nothing. I want you to show us that place in a couple of days. All right. How do you do, sir? You want to get over your condition?
Yeah.
Your arthritis, be made well, go home.
I've had it for many years.
Yeah. Well, I don't matter how long you've had it, if you believe right now that Jesus Christ made you sit for perfectly whole, set you free, will you accept it?
Yeah.
Raise up your hands like this. Say, I believe.
Hallelujah.
Slap your hands together like this. Say, Lord, I believe. Put your feet up and down like this. Say, Lord, I believe.
Lord, I believe.
Now go ahead, you're free. God bless you. Go and be made well. Yes, yes. Oh, you hear that. Yes. You hear me now, of course.
Yeah.
See? Your deafness and everything, you had prostate trouble, which is making you nervous too.
Yeah.
All that lets you. He don't heal you just of one thing, he heals you of all, brother. Even your stigmatism and all. See, you've been deaf in this ear for years.
For 45, 50 years.
Yes, sir. Now you hear me, well, don't you?
Yeah.
Say amen.
Amen.
You're not deaf no more, brother. When he heals you completely. Come, sister. You want to get well? You want to be made well, too. Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal her and may she go off the platform rejoicing in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you. Pull the cotton out and go ahead now. You're all right. All right, say. Okay. Come, brother. You believe with all your heart? Lord, heal the man. I pray that your spirit will be on him now and he'll go away from here rejoicing, happy, and well in Jesus' name. Amen. Now go thanking God. It's gone from you. Will not return.
Hallelujah.
Let's say praise be to the Lord Jesus. Believe this?
Amen.
Are you having faith? know the woman sitting next to you? Do you know this lady over here? This here. Kind of shocked her a while ago when she seen you getting healed sitting next. Now look, you have a blockage in the veins, you see. And God will make you well. You believe this lady? Will you believe that she is? Yes, you're healed. God bless you, sister. That's all you have to do is have faith and believe in God, and God will make you both well. Do you believe that? Believe you both together or healed right now? God bless you, then you receive it. Amen. All right, sister. What do you think about this all? Do you believe it to be of God? You? And do you believe He is your Savior? And you believe that He's coming someday to receive you? You believe it. And you believe until that time that He's made a provision for you to live happy?
Yes.
Yes. My, very nervous having you then. You've had a weak spell. You can hardly stay up very long at a time. Isn't that the truth? That's all caused from an operation you've had. You've had one of your lungs removed. Is that right? You believe God is your strength now? Then go praise Him with all your heart. You don't have to go back to there anymore. Let's say praise be to God. Oh, how He would heal, come, sir. How He would heal every person here if you just believe at this moment. They should never have no one else to pass through the line. Every person could be made well. Sir, are you and I strangers? We don't know each other. Only God knows both of us. That's, I don't know you, you don't know me. But you realize that we're standing in His presence. You got stomach trouble, sir. An ulcerated stomach, and you're a preacher. Is that right? Go preach divine healing from this on. Eat what you want to, and God bless you. Amen. Do you believe, sister? You've been nervous for years. But Jesus Christ, who stilled the waters on the sea that night, stills your nerves. God bless you. Now go believe that with all your heart. God bless you. Come, lady. Do you believe with all your heart, soul, and body? Yes? You're very conscious that something's happened to you. Now, if you believe that, just like you are now, your heart trouble will be gone from you the rest of your life. It is now. If you keep believing the way you are now, it'll remain gone the rest of your life. God bless you. Let's say thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
How do you do? Do you believe with all your heart? You believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is here, who could perceive the thoughts of the people like He did in that day? Who could break your life to pieces and show right here just exactly what's wrong with you and so forth? Just like He told the woman at the well about her husband. But it's not a husband condition to you. What it is, it's your back. You're healed. Go on. God bless you. And say thanks be to God. Let's have faith in God.
Amen.
Come to Him. Our Lord Jesus Christ never loses. He can't lose. If you'll understand, Christian, that Jesus here on earth did not claim to be any healer. He only claimed to do what the Father showed Him to do.
Right.
He said the Son can do nothing in Himself but what He sees the Father doing. There was people healed, of course, that He didn't even see anything about them. A woman touched the hem of His garment. He said, thy faith has saved thee.
Yes.
One day two blind men, I'm only resting now just for a moment, two blind men came through the streets and crying for mercy. And He never paid them any attention because the Father hadn't showed Him nothing. And they went on into the house and they brought the blind man to them and they cried for mercy. And He touched their eyes saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. Is that right?
Amen.
The woman, the Syrophoenician woman said, as thou hast believed, so be it unto thee. See? But now when the Father showed Him anything, He pronounced it. Look at Him going through. How many believes He was loving and full of compassion and loved the people? It looked like very much of a display of that when He passed through the pool of Bethesda where great multitudes of important folks lay there, lame, halt, blind, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. And Jesus come right by every one of them and never touched the one. Full of love, full of compassion. He was more than that. He was God. He was God invested. God was in Christ, reconciled the world to himself. Do you believe that?
Amen.
And he moved right through there, the great Emmanuel, right through all those crippled and afflicted people, and never touched one of them. But he knew where there was a man laying on a pallet that had had an infirmity 38 years. Is that right?
Yeah.
Could you imagine passing a little waterhead baby, a poor old father's draw with arthritis, a blind mother with a bunch of children at home, him passing right by? And he healed that man on a pallet. He wasn't going to die with that disease. He'd had it 38 years. But the father had showed him where that one was. And he healed that one, passed the rest of them by, and went on about his business. The Jews questioned him. The 19th verse of the same chapter, he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing in himself but what he sees the Father doing. Whatever things the Father doeth, he showeth the Son, and he doeth the Son also. The Father worketh, and I worketh hitherto." See what I mean? Now, if he is risen from the dead, he said, "The things that I do shall you also."
Right.
Is that right?
Right.
Now, he could foresee their thoughts, catch what they're thinking, so forth like that. Well, now, if he's risen from the dead and living in his church, not just in here, I'm just one of his members. You're his church. We're all together, one unit of believers. You say, "Well, Brother Branham, I'm a Methodist, though, but I've been born again, I got the Holy Ghost." You're a believer. You're one of them. Say, "I'm a Presbyterian, Baptist, or what?" That doesn't matter. As long as you've got the Holy Spirit, brother or sister, you're my brother and sister, you're God's son and daughter.
See?
And the Spirit can move through us. Now, these things by our teachers has just cheated us from them. We ought to have been way up the road. How can we ever go in rapture? Do you believe the church will be raptured someday? "We which are alive and remain shall not prevent them which are asleep. The trumpet of God shall sound, the dead in Christ shall rise first." How are we going to have rapture in faith when we haven't got healing faith? Hear me? There's coming an hour that when the church of Jesus Christ shall rise in her beauty,
amen,
signs and wonders will fall from everywhere, and I believe that hour is at hand.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
How do you do, ladies? I'm a stranger to you, ladies. You're a stranger to me. I know nothing of you. God knows you, but here's a perfect case again of our master talking to a Samaritan woman. It was a woman of another race. The Samaritans was a different race than the Jews, just like we are two races. Be a white man, you're a colored lady. Now, Jesus, when he talked to her, why do you say, "Brother Bram, why do you talk to people so much? What makes you do that?" Well, more I talk to people, more he reveals. Now, if God has risen from the dead and living in his church and promised the things that he did, would we do also? You see what I'm getting at the congregation? I want them to see that this is not some nonsense. This is absolutely in the Bible, thus saith the Lord. It hasn't been preached. They should have known Jesus when he came, but they called him Beelzebub, a great fortune teller, and turned it away. But he wasn't no fortune teller. He was God. And today, the people who believe in the miracle-working power of God are considered fanatics. But he said if they call the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they call his disciples? As soon as Jesus talked to the woman and caught in the channel where her spirit was, he knew what was wrong with her. She was living in adultery. And he told her so. She had five husbands. Well, now, Jesus is risen from the dead and living among us tonight. Now, he may not, but he can. In the same miracle, repeat again right here. Is that right? You believe that? But your trouble, and Jesus Christ is here, your trouble is female trouble. You've had it for some time. It was caused from childbirth. Isn't that right? Birth of a child. You have a boy, a little boy, about 3 years old, a little tot. I see him running around. Isn't that right? And here's another thing that's bad with you. You have times of hemorrhages, bleeding. It goes for 2 or 3 months at a time. Isn't that right? You believe that woman touched the hem of his garment, was made whole? You believe your faith is touching him now?
God bless you, then go. The hemorrhage stopped.
God bless you.
Without saying a word to you, lady, visions are hard on you. You understand that. You believe that he'll heal you by his son. Father, in the name of thy son, Jesus, heal the woman. I pray in Jesus' name that you'll grant. I go thanking God. Say, thank you, dear God, and make well. Having faith. All right, sister, if I wouldn't say one word to you, you still believe that you'd... You're very sick, old lady. You got a cancer, and there's nothing to be done outside of God. You believe, you now believe, you now accept upon the death of Jesus Christ and his stripes at Calvary, you believe he heals you right now? Then in the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke that devil of cancer. May it leave you. Almighty God, you said they'll lay hands on sick, they shall recover. Grant it to this woman in the name of thy son Jesus.
Amen.
Go, sister, rejoicing. Renounce the cancer. Have no more to do. Just believe God with all your heart. You want to get the same thing for the same purpose. Go right on. God bless you. Amen. Let's say praise be to God. Amen.
Amen.
Now be faithful. Have faith in God. Now, Reverend, it's as reverent as you can be, for the Spirit of God is very timid. Everyone knows that. Sometimes if you're moving around, it interrupts you. See, you're conscious. Every one of you in a unit of yourself is a supernatural being.
That's right.
You know that? You say, Brother Branham, that's psychology. It is not. If it is, Jesus Christ used it.
Yes.
Well, he took the people out of the multitudes, led a man out of the city to get to give him his sight again. Is that right?
Yes.
And when he went up to Jairus' house to raise the daughter of his little girl that was sick and died, they all began to lament and go on, and he said, she's not dead, she's sleeping. While they laughed into scorn, made fun of him. You know what he done? Put them everyone out of the house.
Right.
Is that right?
Right.
And then he raised the girl. Is that true?
Yes.
When Peter come down, when they come from Joppa down, sent Peter down to pray for Dorcas. How many knows the story? All the widows are standing around crying and lamenting because they'd lost Dorcas. You know what Peter done? All that unbelief? He just put them everyone out of the house. Knelt down and prayed. Is that right?
Right.
Went and brought Dorcas up. Look at the Shunammite woman when her baby had died, and she got on this mule and rode to see Elijah. And Elijah, I think that's where Paul got putting handkerchiefs on the sick.
Right.
Elijah had the staff in his hand. He knew that everything he touched was blessed. He knew that if he could get the woman to believe it. And he told Gehazi, said, you take my staff and go, and don't you talk to anybody, but lay that staff on the baby. But the woman's faith wasn't in the staff, it was in the prophet. She said, I'm not leaving you. As though your soul lives and never dies, said, I'm not leaving you. So Elijah just girded up his own loins, got his big old piece of leather and girded around him, and away he went. When he got to the house, the other yard was full, screaming and crying, but the woman took the baby and laid him on the prophet's bed. Very good place to lay him. Right. In the little chamber where she'd done him a favor, in other words, she'd give him an offering and put it out there, and a place where a little candlestick and a bench and a bed and so forth, and she laid the baby in the prophet's chamber. And then Elijah, when he walked in, he walked up and down across the floor. Never took any of them with him. He went by himself. He prayed and prayed and then went and laid his face upon the baby's face. The baby sneezed 7 times and come to life. Isn't that right? Sure. Not psychology, friend, but the power of God alone. Jesus said, when thou prayest, be not like the hypocrites, stand and make great big lovely prayers that talk. He said, go into a closet, close the door, and pray to your Father who seeth in secret.
Hallelujah.
It's always that way. Have faith in God. All right, Brent. Excuse me, sister. I don't want you to think. Sometimes vision gets me. You, that's all right. Or you understand. Now, for instance, yourself. If I wouldn't say one word to you, I believe you'd believe anyhow. Yes, sir. You'd believe anyhow. All right? Then your eyes would get well, wouldn't they? That's what one of your troubles is. Next thing is your stomach. And there's something wrong with your feet. Isn't that right? say, aren't you a teacher or some kind of a student of philosophy? Is that right? Go practice on Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and tell him that you believe him with all your heart, and you'll get well.
God bless
you. Let's say praise be to God. Listen. Oh, don't weary. Don't just cry out. Jesus said if they hold their peace, the rocks will immediately cry out. Go believing, sister. God bless you and make you well in Jesus Christ's name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Believe with all your heart.
Amen.
Believest thou this?
Amen.
How do you do, sister? You're not nervous no more. You was healed sitting down there in a chair. Go ahead. God bless you. Give God praise. Come now believing. All right, come, sir. You can eat if you want to. You want to? Well, the officer's gone, then. Go ahead. God bless you. Get well. All right. You wouldn't have to limp around and try to get out of the bed the way you did the other morning there and almost fall. Arthritis has left you if you believe. Do you believe? Well, go rejoice and send thanks be to God.
Amen.
You believe with all your heart? Hallelujah. Be reverent. Now remember, friends, when evil spirits are leaving these people and they're loose in the building, if you come up in a few days showing some kind of a sickness, remember, it's not my fault. All you're supposed to do is to tell you here, every spirit in the building is subject right now. And demons, as soon as they come out, they'll find some place to go. Remember, they wanted to go in some hogs one time. Is that right? So be reverent. Now, if I didn't know what I was speaking of, you'd take my word. See, those feelings, I feel them as the still pressures moving in the building like that, and all at once your clothes are gone. Where they went, I don't know. If you're an unbeliever and disobedient, you're very much receptacle to them. That's right. So just remember, that's true. How do you do, lady? You're the patient, are you? You come, you believe with all your heart. You believe me to be God's servant. You come for your boy. Your boy is the mental case. Is that right? You're kind of disturbed about your belief in Christ. Isn't that right? So is that. Is that right? Go receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, lady, and then lay your hands on the boy. And God bless you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. Come, sir. You want to go with that anemia condition? Or just go say, praise the Lord, and accept it and be healed. Let's say, praise the Lord, everyone. Come on. You believe with all your heart, lady? Believe you're going to get well?
Yeah.
I thought you were crippled first, but you're just so nervous. That's what it is. You've been that way long. Go rejoice and say, praise the Lord with all your heart, and you'll get well. Go believe it now. Don't doubt anything at all. Just throw up your hands and believe it. You believe, sir?
Yes, thank
you. You want to deal with the arthritis, too? Just go rejoice and God bless you. Amen. And praise the Lord. All right. Let's say thanks be to God. Oh, how we love the Lord Jesus. You believe her, lady?
Yes, sir.
I believe it. I believe it. Oh, my. You have arthritis? That's right. That's right. You have kidney trouble? That's right. And you've also got a tumor on your right shoulder. Go. And may the Lord Jesus make you well. Let's say praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come, lady, believing with all your heart. You believe that kidney trouble left you sitting there? You go ahead, then. God bless you. You can receive it. Let's say thanks be to God.
Amen.
Everybody in here could be healed if they wanted to. Come, lady. Demons cry and move. There's your stomach trouble, isn't it, lady? You want to get healed. Sir, you sitting out there, you're thinking about your wife that's not here. But you want her to be healed of that tumor in the stomach, don't you? If you do with all your heart, believe with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, do you believe it that way, everybody? You can be made well. God bless you now. Go eat what you want to. Amen. Let's say thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
You won't go blind if you believe Jesus Christ. You do? Go believe him, man. God bless you. Be made well. You want to be healed, sister? Say, I accept Jesus as my healer. Not go telling that, just saying everybody say, I'm healed. Thank the Lord for healing me. You'll get well. Come, lady. You believe with all your heart? You have heart trouble. You have arthritis. You believe it's left you?
Yes.
God, amen. That's the way to do it. Amen. Come. Now, just a moment. Bow your heads everywhere. Thou deaf spirit, I adjure thee by Jesus, the Son of God, come out of the woman. You hear me?
Glory.
You hear me now? Mm-hmm. You're healed. Your deaf spirit has left you. Go. Amen. You don't get over diabetes? Just rejoice and go off the platform saying, thank you, Lord Jesus, and get over it. You believe with all your heart, everybody? Have faith in God. Amen. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Here's another deaf spirit. Bow your head. Oh, thou demon of deafness, leave the woman, I adjure thee by Jesus, the Son of God. Come out of her. You hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear it close to, but when I'm about 10 feet away from the telephone.
You hear me now?
I can't hear the telephone.
Let's hear you say amen.
Amen.
Say, I love the Lord. I love the Lord.
I love the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Now you're healed. Going off of that form and judge. Praise God. All right, lady, you was praying the other day in your room, kneeling by the side of a little bed, chair set over on the right-hand side. You said to the Lord, if I can get in Brother Branham's prayer line, I'll be healed of this nervousness. Is that right? You are. Go. The Lord bless you. Let's say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Getting weak, don't you? Stay pretty close. All right. You believe with your back trouble? God's going to make you well? Go on. God bless you. Amen. Come. Bow your head. Yes, person.
Deaf in both ears.
Lord, be merciful. Heal the woman in Jesus' name. I ask for this spirit to come out of her. Now. Go on rejoicing. You're healed and well. You hear in both ears. Now you're all right. Go on and be happy. Let's say praise the Lord. Come. Colored lady sitting right over there with that heart trouble. You want to be healed? Sitting there with your hands up like this? You want to get over that heart trouble? Or stand up on your feet. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Both of you. That other lady had heart trouble sitting right behind the brown coat on, just wiping her eyes. You were both healed at the same time. So are you, brother. Go on to the platform and rejoice and thank God. You also had heart trouble. The whole demon left at one time. Let's say praise the Lord. All right, lady, your kidney trouble is gone from you. Go on your road rejoicing.
Hallelujah.
Every demon in the building has to bow in the presence of Jesus Christ. You believe that?
Amen.
Have faith? Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is here to take over everything you have need of. And He promised to supply your need from your birth to your end of your life. You've got faith enough to believe, you just have faith in Him right now and ask Him and you shall receive. All right, bring it up. Are you the lady? You believe with all your heart? You believe me to be God's servant? You have some kind of headache that bothers you. And that's caused from a stomach trouble. And you're nervous, what causes the whole thing? Causes ulcerated stomach. Is that right? Saved. You're a missionary, and you come from India. Is that right? And you're somewhere, you jumped back Canada connected into it. I've seen the Canadian. Is that right? All right, you're healed. Go on back to India, wherever you are. Praise the Lord. Let's accept Jesus Christ. Everybody want to accept Him right now as your healer? If you do, stand up to your feet.
Amen.
For thus saith